hiphopsyndicate.com. Your one stop for all your unhealthy obsessions. Breaking news and in-depth reviews on all of your favorite movies, music, TV shows, podcasts, comics, books. Popsyndicate.com.
Misinformation Podcast. Your weekly dose of humor, insight, comic books, movies, and the most dangerous haiku on the planet. Misinformation Podcast features stand-up comic Zach, poetry bad boy Weller, couch man Adam,
and the ultimate fanboy Eric.
Cram it in your iPod at iTunes, misinformation.podbean.com, and the forums of quickstopentertainment.com. See them at myspace.com/misinformationpodcast and talk to them at misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. Misinformation Podcast. It's steroids for your iPod.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we could get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Welcome to episode 41 of Misinformation. I'm Zach.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Weller.
Who are you?
Eric.
Your name again, sir?
Eric.
I didn't think Adam was here.
He's not. Or is he? I'm very confused. Who are you again?
Eric.
Spell it for me.
It's going to go with an E.
Right.
R. I.
A. M.
Fuck you. You, sir, are a cacus.
Who was the crybaby that said that they couldn't tell you and Adam apart?
I don't even remember who it was.
Because that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's absolutely, completely ridiculous.
I would think so.
There is no fucking way that you can't tell you guys apart.
That's how I feel.
He sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah. He does.
And I sound like James Lipton.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. It's true. Other times you sound like Ricky Bobby. Other times you sound like Frank the Tank. Other times, oh, wait.
They're all the same.
So there's that, eh?
Mm.
Welcome to our 41st episode in a long line of episodes. For those of you who have been listening for a long time, you know that we are a foul mouth, potty mouth, cursing, swearing
sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches, yes. Mm. I got an email the other day. Let me read it to you here. It was from a local news reporter, a journalist here in town. I'm not sure how because she sent it to me on my personal email address, not even the misinformation ones. So it's not like she was listening to the show and got the address off there. She must have gotten it from somebody. Hold on, here we'll look at it. The email reads as follows. Hi, Zach. My name is Mary blank. And I cover arts and entertainment for The Courier, which is our hometown newspaper, the Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier. I'm interested in writing a story about your, quotes, misinformation comedy group, which is nice because at least you didn't put comedy in quotes.
Yeah.
Do you have a podcast recording session coming up that I could sit in on or any live events planned?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I think just the fact that she calls it misinformation comedy group is
right.
A clear indication that,
she has no idea. Yeah. She even used the word comedy to describe it was completely off base. That wasn't what you're going for. So I wrote her back. and that reads, Mary, thanks for expressing interest in the show. We usually record late at night due to some scheduling conflicts we have. We very rarely record before midnight. Misinformation is an internet radio show with explicit adult comedy, language, and content. Although we would love the free publicity, I'm not sure it is the type of show that the Courier would be interested in running a story about. I'm assuming that you haven't heard a show, so give us a listen. http://misinformation.podbean.com with headphones away from the kids. If you're still interested in doing a story, we can definitely work something out. How did you hear about us? And then, of course, I signed it. You know, I have no idea. You know, I thought I had it figured out.
Yeah.
Because there's a girl that Weller, that you and I graduated with, that works at the Courier. And I thought maybe it was through her, but then how did she get my personal email address?
And even if it was through somebody that knew you, clearly she knows your brand of humor, I would think.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I guess I don't know if she would really think it that far through. I mean, not that she's stupid. She just, I don't think that she would give it that much thought. Nobody that I know thinks about me on that
clearly
that
they've
level.
All been misinformed, sir.
They do have that, like, weekly free paper you can get at the gas station and grocery store that has, like, arts and entertainment.
Yeah.
They could probably throw that in there. I don't see it being the actual formal newspaper that comes out. We're just, that wouldn't.
No. Here's what I thought. I thought maybe instead of the whole, hey, this is the show they're doing and here's how you can get a hold of it.
Yeah.
That maybe they could do a, hey, it is possible to do an internet radio show. We have people right here in the Cedar Valley that do it. And here's how you can get started. And maybe leave how we, to get our show. Leave it completely out of the fucking. I mean, because don't get me wrong, the free publicity would be pimp, but I don't know. We've got enough 16-year-old kids listening as it is, and I don't even know what to do about that. I mean, I'm torn because our listener base is growing, but at the same token, I don't know that kids should be listening to the shit we talk about. I mean, the show is very clearly intended for an adult audience.
Absolutely.
Very clearly. We market explicit everywhere we put it up. Which is really just like, hey, we got candy to kids.
Yeah.
You know, like Jenny said to me one day, she said, tell me if you would have found something like this when you were 16, you wouldn't have eaten it up. And that's true. Unfortunately, that's not our intent.
No.
You know, we're pitching this towards, like-minded foul-mouthed adults. And that's not who's grabbing it up right now, I don't think. So I don't know what to do. I'm scared.
I got nothing.
When the Senate subcommittee meets and they're like, you have been pitching vulgarities to children. I'll be like, I learned it from Kevin Smith. Goo. I mean, what
do you do with that?
I don't know. I mean, because a movie, the internet's not regulated. You know, a movie, you supposedly have to be 17 to get into a rated R movie. And even then, you're still not an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it that you can take in that subject matter at 17 years old? You're not an adult. You can't buy cigarettes. You can't vote. But it's okay to see to see Saw 4.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let my kids listen to this.
Throw in there that you can, at any age, go into a bookstore and buy any book there is that can be extremely vulgar.
But you can't buy a Playboy.
Right.
I don't understand.
But see, we're just talking about it, which would be like a book form.
It's like we're not, it's not visual.
Right.
And that's what makes a difference.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's saying we're like an audiobook.
But some of the shit we talk about, it's not appropriate for adults to talk to people under 18 about.
Some of the shit we talk about is not appropriate for adults to talk about. Let's just fuck it.
Yeah. That's true. Some of the shit that we talk about is not appropriate for us to talk to adults about. Okay. Fair enough. Okay.
But yeah, I definitely get what you're saying.
It's
putting us in an awkward situation.
This is the first time in my life I've ever had a moral dilemma. I didn't even know I had morals. maybe it's being thrust into quasi parenthood. Maybe that's what's making me like kind of, I don't know. I tell you what we can say is that our intended audience is adults. We cannot stop anyone from listening, but we do not encourage you to listen unless your parents say it's okay.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
But listen, see, I also don't. Huh?
Listen with your parents.
No.
listen with your parents.
I don't even want my parents to listen to this.
Oh.
Well, and the thing is, I don't want to, alienate or offend our listeners because, for the most part, even, the 16-year-old listeners that are writing us are pretty mature for their age.
Yeah, they're all very mature.
Which is usually the final words of a pedophile. I mean, really, I said that out loud and I'm like, oh yeah. You know what, next I'm gonna say, they've got an old soul, and then it's just
weren't doing nothing, we were just talking.
Yeah, we were just hanging out, we're just friends.
I just brought her these cheeseburgers.
I've got an idea. There's actually an integrity hotline at work I can call and ask if this is cool.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe anything that fucking company tells me. Nothing. Bullshit.
I will tell you something after the show, sir. After the show. No more work speak, but I got something to tell you about that.
Oh, do people actually use that, the Integrity Hotline?
I got a story about that. Holy I'm not going to talk about it
Okay,
here.
That's fine. That's fine.
Word.
Yeah. So that was one piece of, like, internet mail that I got this week that I thought was worth sharing.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm really, Mary, if this is the episode you've decided to listen to, we can work something out, but it's going to be tricky.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I don't want to, you know, torpedo somebody's career either. You know, I mean, she's got more shit to worry about than some foul mouth internet radio show done in my basement next to the Christmas tree with the fake popcorn on it. Why is that still up? Because that's how things roll in this house. That's why. Also, our Gmail account, misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. We can be reached there regularly. I check it pretty much every day because I have no life. I got an email from Justin's girlfriend, Amy. Remember Justin, was crying because we hadn't
given him a shout out?
Right, right. Well, I actually got a couple from her. The first one says, "Thought I'd drop you a line and say hi. My name is Amy. As if you can't tell by my email address, because her email address is Amy something or other. And I live in Crystal Lake, Illinois. You read my boyfriend Justin's email in episode 40. I believe he posts as Psychro or something similar on the forums. I convinced him to listen to the cast by stating that you guys are assholes. Funny as hell, but assholes. I say that, of course, with love, as all of my male friends are assholes. Holes, and I wouldn't have it any other way." She goes on to say, this is awesome. But anywho, I'm rambling. "Keep up the good cast. I look forward to them every week," which is great. I wrote back just basically saying it's nice to have a female listener that none of us have slept with. And is this the one that... Yes, here it is. This is the one that I promised her that I would read verbatim.
Oh, my God.
I referenced the fact that, you know, we only had a couple female listeners that weren't, you know, and blah. And she says, "Your count's up to what, three chicks now? Seriously, moving up in the Lando podcast. I think I should get some sort of prize for being a lady listener that hasn't slept with any of you guys. Maybe a box of glitter? LOL, JK. Speaking of glitter, why do people do that? I have a great story for you guys. One of my female friends got completely wasted one evening at a bar with her man. The topic of three ways came up. Her being so drunk was like, yeah, I'd fuck a chick. Well, they then left the bar with a stripper and the stripper's man. They then make their way to the bedroom. Lord knows whose it actually was. They got down to business. The stripper's boyfriend had stage fright, so it ended up being my friend, the stripper, and her man. Not the stripper's man, the friend's man.
Right.
I think. Yeah. I get a phone call the next day from her. All she has to say is, I'd much rather suck a dick than eat pussy. Flash forward, say 2 months. Get another phone call from her. I'm kind of knocked up, and I think it was from that one night. So moral of the story, three ways with strippers end in pregnancy. The more you know. That's awesome. So she goes on to say, real quick, and the friend ended up having a girl. I plan on letting her know how she was conceived when she turned 16. I'm such a bitch. Though I thought you might find that as amusing as I do. Keep in touch, Amy. Yeah, that is fucking awesome, Amy. That is fantastic. I don't know if it's – I think with the recording software is glitching out just a little bit, but it should stop cutting out now because I'm going to stop looking at the internet. Matter of fact, I'm going to close it. Internet, go bye-bye. Okay, so I think it's a RAM issue. If I'm understanding computers the way that I think that I understand computers, that's our problem. But Amy, thanks for writing. Fantastic. Wait till she's 18 to tell her. I don't know if you should be telling her. I don't know. Think about what you're doing when you do that. Would you want someone to tell you about your mommy's three-way?
Me, personally, I'm going to say no.
No.
If it involves a famous musician, yes.
Like?
Neil Young, Tom Petty.
Yeah. Tom Petty, band. Really? Do you want to picture that? He is not a pretty man. Neither is Neil Young.
But
Kip Winger.
The fucking garbage man or the milkman.
Kip Winger.
Yeah, it could be fun.
Then I want to know. Bon Jovi.
The roadie from fucking
Slippery Winway.
Hey, there was a time when I would have fucked Bon Jovi. I was a big Bon Jovi fan when I was a kid.
What do you mean was a time?
You know, he's better looking now than he was in the 80s.
That's what I'm saying. What do you mean was a time?
He's a good looking dude. I do.
Who says you can't go home?
Probably me after people find out that I fucked Bon Jovi. Have to move to Guam or something. speaking of Guam, kind of. The guy from China has been downloading the shit out of our shows.
Awesome.
Speaking
of illegal, wouldn't that be not cool? Because seeing how China censors fucking everything.
We talked about that last week. Remember, that guy might get killed because of us.
He's apparently all about it then.
Dude, who are you?
Drop us a line.
Yeah, seriously. Who are you? Guy from China, who are you? Misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. Just send us something. I need to find out who the hell you are. Because what the hell is he doing in China to begin with? The only thing I can think is maybe it's a friend of DTCB.
Yeah.
Did you say something?
No.
Oh, I thought you said. Sorry. I'm hearing voices.
Oh, shit.
That's the only thing that I can. I mean, because he's in Hong Kong. Technically, that's part of China, but it shows up as Hong Kong on all the download things. So. Yeah.
So this is a separate one.
Yeah. So, hold on. Still coughing. Probably have the walking pneumonia. Don't care.
Awesome. Share it.
Yeah. So I just really want. I really want to know who the person in China is.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I mean, and anybody for that matter. We want to know where you're listening from. Either go to the forums at popsyndicate.com.
Yeah, there's been a little more activity there. We found a few more listeners and where they're from. Keep it up. We want to know everyone. Yep.
We're picking up some new people for the forums over there, which is good because the more people that join and converse and make it a little community, the happier Stefan will be.
And just the more fun it is to be involved.
It is. The feedback is great. Just being able to talk about what's good, what's not good.
Yes.
That really helps the show.
And speaking of Stefan, I've been saying his name wrong for like 3 weeks.
I kind of figured.
Yeah. I talked to him last night and I was like, hey, he said, there's something I was meaning to talk to you about and I can't remember what it was. I signed online the other night and you weren't on. So I didn't get a chance. And I said, maybe it's that I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly because I've been saying it completely different. I told him how I was saying it. He's like, no, it's you know, like Stephanie but without the an E.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, Stefan. Okay, that I can say. And now that I know it, the part is there's a switch that has to happen in my brain because I've been saying Stefan for so long. But I hate that. I hate mispronouncing people's names. I hate misspelling people's names because no one ever fucking spells my name right.
I've noticed.
Ever. Like, you know when it was even worse was during the Saved by the Bell years or the Lego Maniac years.
Oh, crap.
You remember the fucking Lego Maniac, don't you? Yeah. I wanted to fucking fillet that kid. Like, why can't his name be Jack, Lego Maniac? Like, everybody thinks they need to put a K on my name. And my name isn't even Zachary. So, like, it's ridiculous to put the K on there. My full given name is Zachariah with an H. My dad thought he was religious for a day, I think, is what happened.
The one day they picked your name.
Well, yeah, and come to find out, so I get on the internet last night because I was talking to Stefan about it, and I was like, you know what? I wonder what my name means. Have you ever done that? Have you ever looked up to see what your name means?
Mm-hmm. Last name, not first.
So I find out that it's actually a Jew name.
Really?
Yeah. And it's supposed to be spelled Z-E-C-H, Zechariah. But finding out it was a Jew name, I'm like, I'm having to fuck up my dad's world.
Oh, dude.
Because he was a good Catholic kid. He was an altar boy. The whole fucking nine yards, went to Catholic school his whole life. So did my mom until she got booted out of Catholic school because, hi. Somebody was a bun in the oven. they didn't want her walking around there all ready to pop. So they sent her to the alternative high school where she graduated. She still got her diploma from the Catholic high school, though. But yeah, it's like, hey, fuckers, it's your fault for not believing in birth control. Okay. Jesus. You know? I'm going to fuck with my dad next time I talk to him and tell him, hey, you know, you named me a Jew name. Not that I have anything against Jews, but Catholics, Jews, they're not best pals. Mm. You know, the whole Jews threw Jesus on the cross thing. Yeah. Catholics aren't down with that. They're not like, thanks. Thanks. Dude, what do you say to that?
I don't know, man. That's why I'm not saying anything to you. I don't know.
So, God, how do we get on me being a Jew?
Just talking about name origins.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that being why I'm, you know, I feel really bad when I mispronounce or misspell somebody's name.
Yeah.
To the point where a lot of times I'll ask people how to, you know, and how do you say that? Smith.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it could have been Smythe. I don't, you know. Weller?
I got nothing.
What's your last name mean?
Well Digger.
That's it?
Yeah, nothing special. Just
right on.
Well Digger.
One who wells.
I have no idea what my last name means.
Yeah.
But I do know that people never spell it right.
Yeah, but there's a lot of places for extra consonants to creep in there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying. Does anybody ever spell your first name with a K by mistake?
They do sometimes. Or sometimes they like to put the C and the K.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah, I would never do that. I would always spell it with the C.
Yeah.
It's kind of been a new fad among the black folk, spelling it with a Q.
What?
Yeah. E-R-I-Q.
Well, I'm not a fan of that. Yeah. That's not good at all.
Yeah, it's just, you know, because what about the U?
I wouldn't mind the K, though. You know, that's Vikingly. That's nice. But yeah. Eric the Red, that's cool. But the Q?
Yeah, I don't know.
What the hell is that?
Just trying to be original, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
You can take it too far.
You can. You can. It's true. Yeah. So we're still trying to decide whether we can legally ship Everclear across the Atlantic.
Oh, we'll find a way.
Yeah, we're working on it. Jenny's sister actually works for the post office. I should have her ask her, see if she can find out for us.
Word.
It'll but probably have to be sealed in a special kind of...
See, and that's what Jenny was saying. Like, it has to be shipped because it's flammable and it's... You know, I don't. We can just UPS it. They'll ship anything.
That's what I'm saying.
I think UPS will ship organs if you ask them to.
They'll have to go by boat.
What?
Yeah, you can't send it by plane.
Really? So it's going to take fucking forever.
Fucking ferry it over there.
Wow. Are you serious? Is that something you just made up, or do you know that for
something
sure?
That strong, probably, yeah.
Really? Probably. Where are you basing your knowledge here?
Because whenever we brought back shit from Europe, there were laws about the stuff you couldn't bring back, and anything that was too strong, you had to mail.
Really?
You can bring on the plane.
Would they let you bring absinthe back?
No.
Huh. You know, they sell something around here now called absinthe that I guess absinthe.
No.
So how can they do that?
Trying to trick people.
Like, hey, try our new weed. It's not really weed, but...
Try it.
Try it. We know it's illegal there, so we'll call something else weed and get you to buy it, also, sucker.
Yeah. Also, works on pizza. It's oregano.
What the hell? This is catnip.
Fuck.
That's it, yeah.
Dude, we'll figure out a way. Laura's mom's an eBay power seller. She ships shit all over the world. If there's a way to get it there... She'll know.
Yeah, talk to her about
it. I will.
Because we need to figure it out.
She ships shit to, like, Germany and other places all the fucking time. So.
Say that five times fast.
I will not.
She ships shit.
You know what? You could always just inject a watermelon with Everclear and then ship the watermelon.
But then you got to pay produce duty.
There's something we can do.
God, I hope so. I don't know. Hey, were you telling me that Ricardo Montalban died?
Yeah, today at the age of 88.
You know what I have to say to that?
What?
Gone!
Yeah, apparently the wrath has ended.
It sure did.
Man.
Well, at least he's with Hervé Villechaize now. Z-plane, boss. When my aunt and uncle got married when I was like 3 years old, and they made me wear a white tux. I looked just like him. It was fucking ridiculous.
Are there pictures?
Yes.
We must see pictures.
No.
They must be posted.
You can't talk about something like that and not share.
Dude, I look like a little Indian kid. It's ridiculous.
One of your many ethnicities you could blend in for.
When I was born, the nurses in the hospital called me their little papoose.
They didn't call you Tall Cloud, did they?
I've been described as many things throughout my life. Tall something being none of them. true.
Awesome.
That's just...
Did you get it all out?
Maybe. I'm going to miss that fucker.
Yeah.
You know, he used to guest on Next Generation. Yeah. You know? God. Con Noonien Soong. Yeah. A little nerd moment for everybody.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As people know you've been dying for one.
Yeah, people just been sitting around
waiting
for one. It's been a while. What else? You went with a pretty pretty regular beer tonight.
Yeah, I'm boring. Went with the classic Bud.
Yeah.
I was weaned on this shit. It was the only beer I would drink for probably, I don't know, 2 years.
Yeah, when you were, what, 25? Because that's when you started drinking beer.
I was a
beer.
Late bloomer.
what was I going to say? You want to talk about your last night at all?
I guess update. I'm still seeing J Girl. It's going great, and there was a little bit of readiness. I'll leave it at that.
Now, does she know about the show? Does she know you do this?
Yeah, she does. I've talked a little bit about it. She's never listened. I think she'd probably be cool with the show. She's got a really cool personality and stuff, but no, she has not listened to my knowledge.
So I'm kind of surprised that at this point in your, I don't want to call it a relationship, but at this point in your interaction, that she's not like wanting to experience everything that you're doing and just eating up that fact that you do an internet show. I'm surprised that she hasn't gobbled it up, like tried to find it somewhere.
She's asked a lot about it, and I've told her quite a bit. I created the Bangkok Dangerous move, and we ended up going out and renting.
I totally thought he was going to say we ended up doing it.
Yeah. I don't have that kind of money to do it. But
I invented the move, and we tested it out.
She appreciates it. And yeah.
Excellent segue. So the challenge Eric put forth, correct?
Yep.
And your name again?
Eric.
Okay. And who thought up the challenge?
That would be me.
And your name again, sir?
Eric.
With an E?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So this challenge was in regards of Bangkok Dangerous, thought up by Adam. Eric.
You fucker.
What? What? Apparently it's an easy mistake.
Hell, I don't even know what the fuck I am half the time.
Well, that's fair enough.
This is really fucking with me because Adam does a nuts on Eric. It's like fucking Eric's here.
What?
Seriously.
Or is it Eric doing a nuts on Adam?
I don't even
I'm freaking out, man. I'm freaking out. Stop. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Okay. All right. All right. Okay, we good?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, fuck. Seriously, though.
Okay, yeah.
If you guys remember last episode, I challenged Weller to come up with a new move. Asshole.
What?
titled Bangkok Dangerous after Nick Cage's most recent movie. And I believe he is ready to deliver.
I have delivered.
Okay.
Go.
I love it's so cute how you write everything.
I know.
I did a little research on this. This is a costly move. Anybody that can prove to me by recording this that you actually accomplished this.
Are there props?
I'll reimburse you.
Oh, my God.
And should the day come that I ever win the lottery or become very wealthy, I will actually pay the first couple to pull this off all of my money.
But whoa, no, 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 whoa, the catch, whoa, whoa, whoa.
The catch is I will be recording this. So, like, I'll have all these couples that want to try it come in. Record the whole fucking thing. The couple that does it,
it gets it right.
Yeah,
gets the money.
But all of your money?
The video. Yeah, I'll sell the fucking video rights.
Yeah, but are people really going to want to see it?
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
There's some shit that people don't
want to
see.
This is something you want to see.
We don't know what it is yet, Zach.
All right.
Zach.
Ladies and gentlemen,
asshole,
and 16-year-olds.
Oh no! Oh, fuck no!
God damn it! That was actually a disclaimer. Turn your volume knob to zero for the next 35 seconds.
Whatever you do,
whatever.
Don't turn your radio on and turn your radio up. Sorry. God.
Continue.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Bangkok Dangerous. For this move, you will need to purchase one pair of quality scissors. I highly recommend Fiskars, especially the number 10 office shears. They're about $23. You can pick them up at any discount store, craft store. Very, very quality shit.
Uh-huh.
One quality lighter. I would recommend for this one, Amazon.com, going with the Windmill Delta Stormproof Lighter. Hurricane force winds, the fucker still lights up. You'll understand why you will need a very quality lighter in a second here.
Jesus.
One Roman candle, preferably smaller. I recommend 10. The 12 ball would be acceptable. And finally, the last and definitely most expensive part of the costume, which you probably could make your own, but again, online, the best possible costume I was able to find. at buycostumes.com. There's actually on sale. There's a costume Dexter the Dinosaur.
Okay.
The original retail price was $1,029.99. It's currently on sale for $699.99, bringing the grand total before tax to $779.51.
Okay.
Continue.
Yeah.
The move.
Oh, God.
Involves the male partner going to a park, preferably at night, preferably alone.
Whoa! A park, like a park with like a state park or like a playground.
Anywhere that has a swing set.
Oh fuck no!
Your neighbor's backyard.
Oh God, we have a swing set.
Oh. So yeah, you do need a swing set. That's a must. Anywhere with a swing set, you can do it in your backyard. You can do it at a park. If you do it at a park, make sure it's at night, just because this would probably really scare some motherfucking kids. So the guy will be laying underneath the swing.
Oh, shit.
With an erect penis exposed.
Oh, Jesus.
The female partner, wearing a dragon costume, will use the scissors and remove the entire crotch section. Get onto the swing.
Okay. Oh, that made me really nervous.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
All right.
She will swing back and forth. Once she reaches the apex of the swing, all the way to the top, she jumps off.
Oh, no.
Now, once she's in air in the dragon costume, she's spread-eagled, and she has a Roman candle inserted into her ass. She pulls out the lighter, and in midair, she needs to light and set off the Roman candle, which is inserted into her ass.
Oh.
Then land onto the cock while wearing a dragon costume.
Vaginally?
Yes. So if you, and the guy cannot move. Once you're down, you move. You can adjust your cock by like left, right, north, south, depending on the wind, how far she jumps. You can adjust like, minorly.
You know what this reminds me of? That game that where they try to land the parachuter.
Yeah. On,
oh my God. While the cannons are shooting at him.
But yeah, just trying to envision a chick in a dragon costume. Totally crotchless, jumping off a swing, lighting a Roman candle in her ass while spread-eagled trying to mount her guy on the ground is fucking hilarious.
Okay, right, it is. But here's the problem I have with that. I think that it's physically impossible to light the Roman candle while you're flying through the air. I mean, you're talking about the span of maybe 7/10 of a second.
Get your lighter going, and then as soon as you jump off, light it, and then...
Can't she just light it while she's on the swing? Can't she, like, sit back far enough on the swing that her asshole is...
What if she lights it right before launch?
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, before ass leaves seat.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And then go.
As you're swinging, I would say no, but as soon as you're ready to dismount, you could probably do it then.
Yeah,
but have you ever lit a Roman candle, sir?
Yes, I have.
It's not just like flame to it lights. It's you have to hold it there for a second, and then it catches, just like a bottle rocket or something. So she's all not right. going to have the time.
I'll give it, then you can go on the swing. You can light it on the swing,
okay.
But as soon as it starts taking off, you need to...
Oh, okay, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I can't believe we are fucking debating
like
this.
Analyzing this, yes. And cutting it down. And
actually, yes, I've met all of us. I can believe we're... Okay.
Continue.
Okay.
So this is possible. I just think you'd probably require quite a bit of practice.
I understand why it's called the Bangkok
yes,
Dangerous, though.
If you
though.
Miss, a fucking world of pain will be
oh, Jesus.
Oh. Did you say swing set or trapeze? Because I'm thinking you're going to need a little bit of air time to...
I don't...
Yeah,
oh,
a bigger swing would be
yeah.
And I thought missing and accidentally hitting the taint was
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fuck.
Oh. Dude, no. No. It's, you know what? Strangely, though, nowhere near as troubling or disgusting as the gypsy cabbage.
No,
far more elaborate.
No, it's just
it's more
very
visual.
Strange.
Yes.
This is the kind of thing that I could actually... see someone do. Like I can envision some
idiot
trying this.
I actually realized that we're going to Dragon Con. I guarantee there'll be people in dragon costumes.
Oh,
so we could actually try to get this to happen.
Oh, I don't know if I want to be any part of that, sir.
We'll bring out probably hot apple pie. Start spreading that shit around to the women.
Okay.
We'll get this shit to go down. I guarantee it.
We all were listening to Cabin Fever episode 52 within this last few days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Cabin Fever boys went to Dragon Con and no one knew who the fuck they were, and they have a couple thousand listeners. We have a little over 4 listeners. Nobody is going to fucking be at Dragon Con going, oh, you guys are the guys with the Bangkok Dangerous. Here, let me light.
No.
He's saying we're going to spread it
saying,
like wildfire when we get there.
Go and show up and then bring plenty of gallons and gallons of hot apple pie.
And Roman candles.
Giving out to the women,
yeah.
Like, hey,
fireworks
I got a costume. I know something really fucked up.
I tell you, just getting a girl to shove a Roman candle in her asshole would probably be a victory.
And light it?
Yeah, that's some jackass stuff, man. And I hate that show and do not support their behavior at all. I don't know, dude. That's some kink even I'm not prepared for. Like,
Now you can more appropriately judge. There would be people willing to watch that.
Oh, yeah, people would watch that. I think more people would watch that than would watch Gypsy Cabbage.
Yeah.
You know, more
it's
people.
It's definitely more theatrical. Yes. That's a lot more.
And if it was successful, like if they did the stunt to completion, more people would watch it than watched.
That would be a massive.
I won't speak of it.
Massive celebration.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
People would watch it, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird shit done to their body, is there anything else you have to add about that?
No.
I think true to form, sir.
Yeah, very well done.
Yes, well done. wow. It's no Gypsy Cabbage, but I actually won't lose sleep tonight. After the Gypsy Cabbage reveal, I wasn't okay for a couple days. I won't lie. And I couldn't watch a Nick Cage movie for like 3 months. I'm like, I can't look at him the same way. I just picture a butthole with balls in it.
It's really weird how that has just brought nothing but trouble wherever it goes.
Gypsy Cabbage?
I'm still like,
gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. I can't wrap my head around
it's just,
that.
It, I don't know. It cracks me up.
Yeah.
It's been mentioned a couple times on Cabin Fever, and the first time I heard it, I died. The fact that there's literally someone I've never met on the other side of the world talking about a fucked up move I made up.
That does kind of put it into perspective.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. It does. I'm just glad that on this last episode they spoke of misinformation in a non-disparaging tone for a change.
That's probably a first.
Yeah, probably a first, maybe a second. Yes, it's very true. And for some reason, people still listen to our show. We still have listeners from them like a motherfucker.
It's true. We are fucking thieves.
It is. It's true. I was at work the other day, speaking of weird things with your body, and this guy was telling me apparently there was some dude in prison, and he decided that he wanted to prove that he was crazy to get off of his charges or whatever, so he scooped his own eyeball out and ate it.
Ooh.
That's not the weird part.
Oh, fuck.
This was the second time he did it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. And here's the problem that I have with that. The first time, the judge didn't let him off. The judge didn't say, you know what, you're crazy, not guilty by reason of insanity. He said, you know, oh, it's just a stunt he's trying to do to get. Look, if you have the fucking commitment to go through with something like that, you're crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You are indeed an insane human being. If you can eat your own eyeball after taking it out yourself, you are not okay. By definition, you are insane. Now, maybe the judge's argument was his insanity did not cause him to commit this crime, to which I could maybe agree. But who is that judge to say that his insanity did not make him commit that crime? If a man is willing to eat his own eyeball, which one can only assume for at least part of the way, he's watching himself do it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
God damn.
You know? Oh, I think there's something in my eye. Yeah, it's your tonsil. What the fuck?
Wow, dude. That's what taking it all the way, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't. And this, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it because it's been talked about to death on, I think Cabin Fever talked about it, the sperm recipe.
Oh, book. Yeah.
Yeah, but strangely, in a completely separate conversation, that was brought up at work last night as well. Mm. So apparently that the recipe book for human sperm is making its rounds. I also heard something about it on Bob and Tom today. So we won't talk about it at length, but apparently it's out there. Sperm omelet, actually, is what one guy at work said that he saw, like, it involves bukkake, and then...
Fuck.
No eggs, though, apparently. But I asked him if they added milk then, because for it to be an omelet, don't you have to add milk? I mean, an omelet isn't just eggs, is it? There's some milk added. It's kind of like when you mix it.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
So in order for it to be a true cum omelet, doesn't it have to?
God.
I don't know. I don't want to get into that too much because it's been awful. Discussed to death. Yeah, but yeah, it's just the weird shit people will do. What would fucking say to you, you know what I need? I need a recipe with spooge in it.
You know, is it a starch? Wouldn't it be?
I don't know. I don't know what.
I know it's a complex sugar. No, I'm serious.
I'm out.
I don't want to go too into this, but yeah.
Backing away slowly. My hands are in the air.
Wow.
I did learn in homosexuality.
Did you guys do that thing in biology in high school where you separated the DNA from an onion and then the strands?
Oh, yeah.
That looked like spooge. Yeah. It did. Yeah. There are lots of things in this world that look like cum.
Yeah.
That being one of them. Mayonnaise, no. I don't care what anybody says. Mayonnaise does not look like cum.
No.
Oh, God. What? There was something the other day I looked at. I was like, uh-oh. I have a great story. Can't remember what it was. Fuck. Awesome. I thought I was going somewhere with that, and then I didn't.
Well done.
Yeah, not my fault. It's not my fault I'm stupid. It's the genetics. Yeah, so the guy ate his own goddamn eyeball. How is he not crazy?
He gets my vote.
Oh, my God. Fuck. I don't know.
Flabbergasted.
Yeah, I'm sure Mary's going to want to really write a story on us now.
Yeah, eyeballs. Talk about cum omelet.
Cum omelets, yeah. Eyeballs. How do you
come up with that? Man, I always got all this cum all over the place. What can I do with this? What practical use can this...
Especially when a dozen eggs is like $1.97.
You got to be hard up.
It's not like you're... I'm so poor, I can't buy eggs, and I'm starving. Luckily, I know 19 guys that are willing to come over and come in my skillet.
And how do you like it? Over easy? Jesus.
I wonder what it smells like when it's cooking.
I don't. Oh, God.
God, is somebody in here making a bleach sandwich? What is that? What is that in here? I wonder if it leaves a yellow stain on your plate. What? What?
Ugh.
I wonder if your forks will glow under a black light. A guy at work asked me tonight. We were talking. We somehow got on the subject of raising animals, yeah. You know. And my dad raises chickens and goats. And I was explaining to everybody that we don't ever eat the chickens because my stepmom refuses to eat anything that has a name. And mm-hmm. The first fucking thing she does every time they get an animal is she runs out and names it, right? So somehow we got on the subject of chickens, and they're always loud and obnoxious. And the one guy goes, well, maybe it's, you know, that time of the month. Does a chicken have a period?
I don't know.
Now, I think no, because I think just laying an egg is basically – laying an unfertilized egg is the chicken's period.
Yeah.
Because when a human female has her period, the whole purpose is to expel the uterine lining and the unfertilized egg.
Yeah.
I'm going to say just from knowing what I know about dogs, they only go into heat, what, like once or twice a year?
Yeah, dogs do, yeah.
So they'd only have a cycle once or twice a year, maybe – chickens would be the same way.
Chickens lay eggs every day.
Well, then they probably wouldn't.
I don't know how that works. Or like every other day or something. I mean, like, my dad has like 30 chickens, and he has maybe a dozen eggs a day. Maybe a couple dozen. I don't know. I can't remember the numbers for sure. But and if they're making an egg every day, holy shit.
They'd always be on the red. Yeah,
could you imagine if humans were like that?
No,
like
just
dropped an egg every day. What a bitch.
Aborting a fetus every fucking day. Life.
Oh yeah, take that.
The dirty, dirty girl.
Take that, Catholics. Yeah, stop coming after me. Go after the chickens. The chickens. They're the aborters of the living something. I don't know.
Speaking of fucked up shit.
Yeah.
There's a girl I work with. She's 8 months pregnant, and she went to...
Don't you have to lift stuff a lot at your work?
She's on light duty.
So what does she do? Just stand there and mop her forehead?
She does very easy work.
That's bullshit. Sorry.
Anyway, she's taking classes about Lamas and stuff like that. And she was in there with a lady that's given birth already twice. And this lady says that when she gives birth, she likes to have a mirror and watch herself give birth. And she says she really enjoys petting the baby's head as it crowns.
Nice.
Which, if you think about it...
Wow, I wish this was a visual show right now because my eyes are like dinner plates.
Yeah, they are.
Your hand is just
literally right by your labia or your clit, but you're not, you're touching yourself and touching this child's head as it's coming out of your vagina, which is really, really, really fucked up.
Yeah. I don't think she could possibly get any like physical pleasure from it. It's an emotional thing probably because she'd be in so much fucking pain.
She said she did it with her second child, and she plans on doing it with this one, too.
She's getting split like a fucking oak tree at that point. Like, I don't think there's any sexual gratification there at all. I don't think.
It's really fucked up to think about.
Yeah, it is. I'm not... I heard...
you can't even formulate the words to...
Isn't she... I mean, isn't she supposed to be pretty much keeping her... Aren't there supposed to be, like, forceps down there or something? Or
I
like,
get wanting to see the child, but... Let it come out.
Or at least a guy with a plunger.
I don't know that I could get through it, like, with the mirror. Like, it'd be bad enough that it would hurt. It'd be like watching them take my wisdom teeth out or something like that. I couldn't watch that. I was glad I was unconscious. Like, I can't watch painful things being done to me.
Some shit you're not meant to see.
Like, I have to, you know, if I get a shot, I look away. And that's just a little needle prick. I can't imagine trying to fucking pass a something the size of a watermelon out of a hole the size of a lemon. I mean, fuck. No, thank you, sir. I'm still torn about whether, you know, someday when me and Jenny have a kid, whether I want to be looking down there when it's happening. I mean, how do you... I know many comedians have broached the subject, but how do you go back there and use it for its original purpose after seeing your kid, like, not just fall out of it, but, like, fight their way out of there. Like you expect they're going to fall out, and then Baraka is going to come out with them. Like, test your might. Hey, it's just, I'm not okay with that, I don't think.
Oh. I couldn't do it. There's no way.
No. Oh. No, thank you. On a brighter note, I got drunk last weekend.
Awesome.
For the first time in a really long time.
Right.
After the comedy show, we did that comedy show. Thanks for coming. I told him about that, by the way.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
I'm not sure. I was drunk when I told him. Oh. Otherwise, I wouldn't have told him. I was hammered. It was really weird. We had a pretty good turnout. it was a free speech comedy show. The opener, the guy who emceed and opened for us, comes up to me after the show. He's like, man, you're a really funny man, but lay off that porno, man. Because I have a lot of bits about porno. And he's like, you gotta lay off that porno, man. I'm like, but porno's funny. You know, people fucking is funny. The sounds they make, the looks on their faces, the fake titties, everything about porno is almost as rich comedically as it is sexually.
Yeah.
You know? So I get fucking hammered at this show. Just fucking lit out of my fucking gourd. The next day, I'm fucking broken.
Yeah.
And that's when I finally said to myself, you know what? I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm old. I cannot do this anymore.
I didn't even get drunk. I went out for drinks the other night with some friends and dinner. I had like 3 White Russians, a couple of beers.
That's a lot of booze, dude.
not compared to the good old days, sir.
Yeah.
No. But I was wrecked the next day. I had a fucking headache and I didn't feel good and I didn't want to get out of bed. I was like, holy shit, I am a pussy.
Oh, it's kind of like I'm lumping a lot of things into the same group now. Yeah. Fucking, fighting, as in fisticuffs,
right,
and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sore for a day and a half afterwards, you probably shouldn't be doing it anymore. You're too old for it, sir. You know? I felt beat up the night. I didn't put my contacts in.
Yeah.
Like, it was all I could do at 7 o'clock at night to drag myself into the shower, hoping it would make me feel better.
Jesus.
My head hurt. My stomach hurt. I was having a hard time focusing. No matter where I laid or how I laid, I was nauseous. At no point did I think I was going to throw up. Like right now, it's making me have that watery thing behind my jaw where I think I want to puke. Just thinking about it. But I just couldn't get – and then you have that little – like the overall wash of shame too. You're like, oh, what did I do? Because I guarantee I said something stupid to somebody, said something or did something inappropriate. And I wasn't like blackout drunk, but the night's pretty fuzzy, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck. You know, I
– fuck, I wish you could remember what you said to – Don, because I'd be curious to hear if he just thinks it's funny or what.
I think he does. Because we went over to his house after the show. Like, after the bars closed, we went over there for a little bit. And we hung out, but then we ended up coming home. It's a weird deal. Like, we were only over there for like 20 minutes, and then I'm like, I need to go home. It's time to go home.
Yeah.
And we came home, and I don't have it in me anymore, man.
Yeah.
And it hurts me. And I think part of it is at one point, this girl came up to me, and brought me a shot of Captain Morgan. And I don't like doing shots of rum, whiskey, anything brown, anything dark, including Jaeger. But I'm sure I did a Jaeger bomb. I don't remember it, but I can almost guarantee I did a Jaeger bomb. And I think I did some tequila. What the fuck happened to me? What was I doing? No wonder I was hammered. Now it's all slowly coming back to me. Plus, I think I drank like a 12-pack. So
that'll do. That'll
do. And mixing them like that, it's a terrible idea. But she brought me because I have that bit that I do now about going on a cruise. And, you know, it turns out it was a gay cruise. Got a little captain in me. So now everybody wants to bring me Captain Morgan after the show.
Right.
And I'm like, ha-ha, very funny. And, you know, you can't turn down a drink. Why can't you?
Yeah.
Can I just be a grown-up enough to learn that it's okay to say, thanks, but no thanks. I don't do shots. Which for the longest time, I was real good about it. I was like, I don't do shots. People started to learn that I didn't do shots. They wouldn't bring me shots. Everything was fucking grand.
And here you are again.
Ta-da.
Shit.
Ta-da. Oh, by the way, I think we're having some people over for my birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Speaking of, I'm turning 30 on Sunday.
Yes.
It just dawned on me yesterday that I will have 60 years of balls in my nutsack in just a matter of days. That really, really fucked with my mind.
You'll have what?
60 years of balls in my nutsack. Each one will be 30. That's 60 years of balls.
At first, I had no idea what you were saying. Wow. It was like you were speaking another language. I'm like, what? That's an interesting way to look at it.
That. It's pretty fucked up.
I don't think anybody else looks at it that way.
No.
All right.
I guarantee nobody else thinks about it that way.
I also am turning 30 at the end of the month. It will also be Jeremy McCann's birthday. Just a little shout out to Jeremy. We share a birthday. I thought I was okay with it. But as the actual day approaches and things like last weekend happen, I'm starting to freak out a little bit. I will not lie.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be midlife crisis time yet because I'm hoping I live longer than 60. But people in my family don't hang around real long, except for my dad's folks. But they were 112. No, they were – my grandma was 93, I think. And my grandpa was 89 when he passed away. So they're old. But – they got to live full lives, but man, my mom's mom was only 56, and I think her dad was like 60-some.
Yeah.
And that's like halfway here.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, fuck, that's
and
not
cool.
The
second half's going to go faster than the first half.
Most likely. Yeah. Because it's not like I'm going to have to learn how to walk and learn how to talk.
Yep.
All the shit that slows time down, you know?
Yeah.
or learn how to drive, you know, because I'll just start forgetting that as I get older.
Yep. A gradual reversal.
I don't know, you know, and the other day it really hit me, and I'm like, fuck, I'm going to be 30. And in the grand scheme of things, that's not that big of a deal, but I'm 30, and I'm not married yet. I mean, I'm engaged. I haven't had any kids yet. Like, almost all of my friends that are my age have had kids for a while.
Yeah.
You know, they got to do that honeymoon phase. I didn't do any of that, really, you know, because Jenny has boys and stuff. And it's like, wow, man, all of a sudden I'm 30, and there's a lot of shit I want to do yet. And it's like, fuck, when am I gonna fucking have time to do that? I'm fucking 30 already. You know? Like, it seems like the last 10 years of my life have went by in a hiccup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
And then what if the next 10 years go by just as fast, if not faster, and then I'm 40? And I'd be like, why the fuck am I 40? Nothing good happens from here on out. My ball hair is going to turn gray. They're always going to be low. Always they're going to be just hanging. And then I'm going to have 80 years of balls in my nutsack. Apparently, thanks for putting that in perspective.
It's
I appreciate
fucking true.
That.
Enjoy.
God, I've thought some similar thoughts lately. And, like, you know, I had that weird encounter with the crazy chick.
Right.
But the one thing that I took away from that, I was like, holy shit, I haven't seen this bitch in like 8 years. Holy fuck, 8 years?
Yeah.
Where did that go? And I was freaking out. I was like, Jesus Christ.
I recently reconnected with a friend of mine from college, Joe Gross.
Yeah.
And he's been posting on – I don't know if he's posted in the forums yet or not.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Okay. Yeah.
I probably missed it. But he – you know, I've been talking to him, text messages, talking to him on the phone and stuff. And to me, it seems like it was just 2 or 3 years ago. But I got to thinking, we lived together my freshman year of college when I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years since I've seen this guy. Yeah. Because, you know, this next year in the dorms, I used to run into him. We used to party together. And actually, now that I think about it, he knows you. He's met you and he's met Adam. He's met Weller and Adam both.
Your freshman year, I did hang out with you quite a bit more than the other years.
You guys came down and visited at least twice for the homecoming game, the homecoming weekend when Adam almost left with those two fat girls.
And we saw Aerosmith once.
Yep, and you came down for Aerosmith. So, and I'm sure there was another time that you came, but there's that one time that you came way after when I lived in an apartment when we went to Aerosmith again. Mm-hmm. And then another time we went to something else because we hung out on Campus Ave, remember? Just sat on that porch.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah,
I made it down at least twice a year. Yeah, down there. But.
So, I guarantee Joe Gross met you. I guarantee he met you my freshman year. So Joe, you know Weller, you met him. So there you go. But God, you know, 10 years since I've seen that guy. You know, I think I bumped into him. You know, when I was still wandering around campus and stuff. But it doesn't seem like that long at all. You know, and my good friend Brooks Groves. I don't know if he's listening to the show or not, but you know, fuck, I was in that guy's wedding. 10 years ago. I mean, he's got 4 fucking kids now. And it just seems like a year or two ago. I haven't lived in Arizona since 2003. That was 5 fucking years ago. Does it feel like it's been 5 years? No. I'm going to die soon. I don't like this. You're 28?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Weller's my age. Adam's a year older than us, so he went through this all last year. It didn't really seem to faze him. I mean, the nice thing about Adam is he's comfortable in his life. You know, he doesn't have to, you know, he's happy. He's got his own kids. He's got his wife. He's got all the things that he needs in life. You know, he loves his job. You know, he's doing exactly what he wants to do. I have shit left I want to do.
Oh, yeah.
When am I going to do it? I don't know.
Damn it.
Reminds me, I got to call that guy tomorrow about that comedy show in West Liberty. I don't know. I tell you, this podcast keeps me young.
Yeah.
I agree. Totally agree.
Because I'm doing, through this podcast, I'm doing what I want to be doing. If there was a way for this to be my job, I could not be happier.
Yeah,
I could live in this little house that we live in. I could have the one stall garage. I could be cramped and claustrophobic, but I would be much happier if there was some way for this to be my job.
Well, the weird thing is this really isn't – like literally this is what we talk about. We're just being friends. Just we're talking about on mics.
Right, right.
Yeah, this isn't something that we prepare for.
No, you're
like
getting
much.
You're getting us.
Yeah, this is how we've always been.
The people on this show are unequivocally 100% no bullshit us. There's no acts, no scripts. It's all for real. Most of the time we don't have anything prepared except for Weller's got his cute little notebook.
Yeah.
This,
we're keeping it real.
Yeah. But yeah, this is, I mean.
We're just being friends, hanging out.
That's, you know, when we go to Atlanta, you know, that's how I know that we're going to get along with Brian and Aaron really well. We're going to get along with Blake Northern really well. We're going to get along with JK really well because all these people are just like us. They're real people.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing about podcasting is you pretty much – what you see is what you get. I mean, there are some podcasts out there that are much more morning radio, you know.
Yeah, very much laid out.
Just hey, welcome to the studio, and here it is. It's a man in the box. All right. You know, but we're not like that. I mean, granted, Weller isn't really slitting hookers' throats and fucking them in the throat slit, which, by the way, probably the most twisted fucking thing you have ever said.
Yeah.
Bar none. Jenny turned and looked at me and said, "Did he just fucking say what I think he said?"
The funny, I thought of doing that. Actually,
what?
Like,
back up.
I thought of not like literally doing that, but like I thought of like that is something that would be really fucked up like years ago, and I completely forgot about it until I can't remember who it was, but someone on the boards mentioned they just wanted to hear like the sickest, most fucked up thing ever, and I was like, "Oh my god, I remember this thing."
Yeah, Have you ever thought about seeing a therapist?
I don't see the point. That's what this is.
Okay, it's fair therapy, enough. Man. Fair enough. Yeah. You know, and
he says it here so that he doesn't
exactly.
have to do it for real.
The listeners telling me I'm fucked up.
And for me, the outlet, especially now that we're starting to get listeners, yeah. the outlet for me is that I get to do something that people enjoy and find entertaining. You know, I get to do that with comedy, but I don't get on stage nearly enough. Yeah. I don't have that kind of opportunity. I've got a real job that I have to have to pay the bills on this small-ass house and my broke-ass car yeah. and all that shit, and I have to get that stuff done. If there were a way for me to be financially stable doing something like this for a living where I could entertain people, God, that would be fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be my red convertible. And, you know, everybody goes out and does that stupid-ass shit, you know. And I don't understand at this point in my life why I'm not doing that. I mean, I understand the logistics of it, and I understand that I need health insurance.
Right.
You know, and I understand that I need a regular 9 to 5, even though it's not. It's a 3 to 11, job. But God damn it, I'm going to be 30 years old. Why can't this be my real job? Why? Makes me a little cranky. Hold on. You know, it's just, especially as much as people seem to enjoy the show. I mean, I'm just waiting for the day when it just takes off.
Erupts.
You know, and podcasts are a money pit. We've discussed this before, and we're not going to make any fucking money doing this. But every listener we get, every additional listener, it's ridiculous. When I get on the stats page and I look at, oh my God, one more person from this country. Just, yeah. I get so like,
excited.
Happy. Yeah, listener. Yes, and that's one listener. And it's been that way since the beginning. When we had 15 listeners, or now when we have more than 15 listeners, it every time, every email we get, everything. Because I handle most of that stuff and it comes straight to me. And it just gives me a little, hey, shit, people are listening. We made somebody smile today.
Yeah.
You know, we may do a lot of fuck shit pussy stuff and, we're a bunch of cocks. But when it boils down to it, that's why we do this, is to make people smile, to maybe improve somebody's day a little bit. Somebody has a family member die, or somebody has something bad happen to them, loses a job, and then they come home and listen to our show and laugh. That right there is why we do this. Mm-hmm. Not to make money, not to do anything, but it's somewhat selfish on my part. Oops. Somewhat selfish on my part, because I get a good feeling from knowing that people enjoy the show.
Right.
I feel the exact same way.
Yeah. I might have got a little mushy there, but I'm going to be 30 for Christ's sake. Cut me a little fucking slack. Okay. I don't have my dream job. Okay?
His balls are 60, guys. Just take it easy on Zach.
I think they just dropped another inch during that fucking spiel.
Old Balzac.
Yeah.
Balzac, that was another thing.
Oh, yeah, it was. That fucking thing. Wasn't it like a board game, kind of? Is that what it is?
No, it was this weird fucking ball thing you could play with. The Balzac.
You know what? I really liked when the Prozac came out.
Yeah.
So I was like, everybody's Prozac. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stupid saying. Okay, well, we had the little heart to heart, and I kind of want to leave the show on a happier note.
Yeah, so let's.
So I'm going to tell you the story of how I was an idiot today.
Oh, awesome!
All right, we got about another 6-7 inches of snow, right? Yeah. Real fluffy, powdery snow. Right now, the air temperature outside is -20. That's without wind chill.
It's brutal.
It is ridiculously cold out. This morning, I went out to move snow, and I go out, I fire up the snow thrower, I make maybe one pass. Oh, fuck. I forgot to pick up the extension cord for the Christmas lights.
Oh, you twisted that shit up.
Yeah, and that wing, the space of time that it takes to go wrap that fucking extension cord around that auger 30 times.
You counted as you unraveled
it. It was fucking ridiculous. Oh my God. I flip it over and look at it, and it is tightly coiled. It's not just like it kind of was a jumbled mess in there. And the torque pulled the fucking auger out.
Oh.
So I've got this thing, and I'm like, well, okay, I can unplug the one end and just kind of feed it back through. Well, I start doing that until I get to the other end of the auger. They got pulled out of the, and I didn't know it was pulled out of the housing yet. And I'm like, fuck, it is so tightly wound. It just looks like a ball of garter snakes in there because it's a green extension cord. It's just all, and I'm like, what the fuck? Well, then I realize it's loose. So I pull it out a little bit and it just falls off the end in this gnarled mass, right? Jesus. Okay, so I'm out there. It's fucking 5 below air temperature. There was no wind, so it wasn't too bad there. And I'm like, how the fuck am I going to get this the fucking, it's like an axle basically, yeah, with paddles on it, back in that housing. I can't do it. I'm pulling on it and trying to jam it in there. I'm using a screwdriver to try to like pry it in there. Nothing. So I decide I have to take the fucking housings apart. So I roll it into the garage, pull all the nuts and bolts out of it. I can't feel my fucking toes.
Yeah.
It's colder than shit out. But for some reason, my hands stay warm through the entire process with no gloves on. I get it all fixed. Everything's fucking great. And then I go out and fire it up again and finish. When I'm all done, I move my fucking car away because I have to park my car right next to the house because we've only got a single wide driveway. Move my car. I look to my right and I realize that wasn't the only stupid thing I did this week.
Oh, shit.
I went to back my car out the other day and fucking annihilated our downspout. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Don't you know I'm going to be 30 at the end of this month? Why have you forsaken me? Come!
Now with 6 years of balls.
Wow.
All right, that's been episode 41 of Misinformation. I'm Zach.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Weller.
Love you. The plane, boss. The plane. I hope there's some fine-ass pussy on the plane, boss, because I don't like the way you're looking at me.